I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Well, they are back. Not the first time they've done a holiday show, but they are back in just a few months because people asked, hey, can you bring back these three guys and that short guy with them? Three men and a tenor coming to the Tibbetts Opera House for the holiday show this Saturday, December 10th, 7 o'clock. And a couple of members did you say the cast? I guess of the group. Chuck Colby and Mark Stiles on the line with us. So how long, Chuck and Mark, how long have you guys known each other?
We have been doing this together for 30 years, which is unbelievable at this point. But it's been a great mutual experience for all of us.
Yeah. So when you guys first got started, did you think, Mark, that this is going to last this long?
No, actually, I was ready to quit right away when we started. So I say that jokingly, but the early origins of the group, we were learning music on sheet music, and I can't read sheet music. And so I was saying to the guys, you know, hey, if this is what this is going to be like, you might want to find somebody who's a better musician than me or can read the sheet music. So that being said, there was certainly a moment of like, wow, this sounds great. We sound good together. We have interests together. We have talents that complement each other. And it just kept building and building from there. And Chuck was great on the phones to book shows. And that was a huge part of it, was just to have a schedule. And so that was a big deal. But no, I think we were all still just kind of like figuring it out as we go.
Yeah, well, 4,000 performances later. I don't know how many at Tibbetts. Three, four?
I think this will be our fourth or fifth.
Okay, yeah, because I remember a Christmas show, and of course you were just here a couple of months ago doing a great performance as well. Over 30 years, you guys actually got together while at Michigan State in the men's choir there. So tell us about the Christmas show coming up here, because that's a lot of fun, because it's not just traditional stuff. You guys throw in some of your own stuff too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, as you know, is always the case with our shows, it's kind of a blend of comedy and music. We always like to, you know, make light of situations, and, you know, there's, of course, always the short gag because Glenn is, you know, he's never grown. You know, the three of us are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and then Glenn is 5 feet tall, so naturally the audience gets a little visual joke all the way through the show. I mean, the thing I love is that people do actually end up taking Glenn very seriously throughout the show because there's a lot of depth there, and it's fun. And the music supersedes the comedy, I think. That's always been our goal.
So you put the Christmas show together, though, where there's some songs that, okay, we have to do these, we can maybe parody these. How's that process work for a holiday show like this?
Well, I mean, it does help that we've got a guy that looks like Santa Claus and a guy that looks like an elf. You know, we're already sort of naturally set up for a Christmas show.
I think the music kind of came out of, you know, just kind of brainstorming what was the, you know, there are certain traditional songs that we love that we, you know, we're getting good reactions to in the early Christmas shows way back when, and those have stayed with us. You know, Your Silent Night and Angels We Have Heard on High, and you know, some of those very traditional songs, but at the same time, you know, we play with a song that Chuck wrote, you know, called Frosty the Blues Man, and there's a song called Boots in the Beard that our former producer wrote, and so we have some original content that also works in there. But you know, we're always trying to keep in mind that, you know, there are a lot of Christmas shows and a lot of musicians out there, and you know, how can we make it unique for our audience? How can we make it fun? How can we move them a little bit? And I've always thought that the Silent Night moment of our show, of every Christmas show, is one of my favorite moments of any show we do or have done. And we get reaction from audiences all the time just saying, wow, I was in tears just listening to Silent Night. And, you know, and that's a special moment in our show. It really does kind of bring audiences together.
Yeah, Chuck Colby, Mark Stiles from 3 Men at 10. Are there going to be a stage at the Tibbetts coming up on Saturday night, 7 o'clock? Tickets available, obviously, at Tibbetts.org. So other than the Silent Night moment, are there other particular moments for you guys that are kind of special in the show that that really gets either you guys jazzed up or teary-eyed a little bit?
I think one of the unexpected moments for the show, and I won't give it away. This is kind of a little spoiler alert. We do a very non-traditional take of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which you'll have to see that at the show. It's very fun, but a lot of the songs are sort of fun and cheeky in the way that they're presented. Like Santa Claus is Coming to Town in reggae style is always that's a fun one. We've got Elvis Blue Christmas, sort of a retake at White Christmas in the sort of Motown style. So it's fun, it's light, it's easy. If you want to have a good time,
yeah,
come to this show.
Well, again, take a break from decorating the tree and wrapping the presents and just sit back for a couple hours and enjoy some fun. Doors open at 6:30 for this, and it's a 7 o'clock show Saturday night at the Tibbetts this Saturday. And, again, tickets available at Tibbetts.org for 3 Men and a Tenor. Chuck, Mark, thanks for checking in. We'll see you there Saturday night, all right?
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Yeah, we're looking forward to being there.
Chuck Colby, Mark Stiles, 3 Men and a Tenor on stage Saturday nights. AM 1590 and FM 95.5, WTVB. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, right?